This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Well, today, and I know many of you don't give a damn, but today is my Shaky Boo's birthday. Oh, my little Shaky Boo, my Shaky Boo is 17. I have a cat who is 17. That has been 17 years of Pee-Pee House, 17 years of him waking me up for eats. And, I love my animals, and I celebrate their birthdays. I know people think it's very weird, people think it's very odd, but if you have a pet and you actually like that pet more than your family, you wouldn't go to any other birthday party if you didn't do anything for your pet. And so there is actually an art to celebrating a pet's birthday. And they know about it, by the way. My cat, before I came downstairs, was already calling out to me. And he was ready for his tuna fish, because I don't really give him tuna fish unless it's a special occasion. And he was meowing at me like, where's my birthday present? And it was tuna fish. Well, actually, the birthday present is probably me being gone out of his life. I think that's more would be something he wished. But they know it's their birthday. I know you guys don't think they know. You don't think they care. They actually know and understand a lot more than you think. So I have dogs. I have cats. I don't have fish anymore. But let me tell you how to celebrate your pet's birthday. So if you have a doggy, first, you got to make it a really big deal. Okay? And you could actually have a party for the dog. Go to the park. Go to the dog park. You could have, meatloaf cake or something that won't give the dog pancreatitis. Invite all their friends. Take pictures. The dogs remember that there was a party. And you could definitely have a party. Do it before dog flu season. But I think it's really, really easy to do. Dogs don't like to wear hats. And they don't blow the horns. I don't know if I have any of those noisemakers. But they don't have to. You know, they sniff each other's butt. That's their way of doing pin the tail on the donkey. They, sniff each other's butt. They play games. You know, what did Fido eat? What did Fluffy eat? Let them play their games. When they get exhausted, the party's over. Another thing that you could do is you can buy them a present and let them open it up. We give them a doggy toy, but they like opening up the wrapping paper. Have you ever done Christmas or Hanukkah or a birthday with them? Give it to them with the wrapping paper. They watch you guys open presents, but you don't give your animal a present. So if you have a bone or a toy, put it in wrapping paper. They'll tear up the wrapping paper and get the toy. You know, and if they're dumb, because sometimes they're dumb. They're like, huh, what do I do? Open it up, let them see the little bit of a toy. So I think that's a good idea. Doggy massages. You can give the doggy a massage. There's certain areas my dog likes. It's very easy to learn massage, even though there's actual professional masseuses. But dogs don't always want rub tummy or tickle attack or attack tushy. They like, my dog does, but they like massages. And there's certain muscle areas you could do. And you do doggy massage, and they're happy, and they lie there, and their leg, it's really, really cute. So you can give them doggy massage. Let them be with you. Let them be with you. If it's their day and you could take a dog to work, your boss is like, what the hell is going on? You're like, well, it's, her birthday, so I have to bring her. Another thing is let them walk you. When you walk the dog, you're usually walking them at your pace or tightening up the leash. Don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. If it's their birthday, let them walk you. And I let that leash be just loose enough where my dog thinks she's taking me. to places. Now, eventually I have to step in because, you know, she'll take too long or, you know, it's getting too hot outside. But let them get the idea that they're walking you. It just has to be for one day. Another thing they like is beating up on a cat pinata. Get them a pinata that's a cat. Let them go to town on that sucker and have it open up with doggy treats. That, you could really do pinatas, honestly, with dogs. Get them a new pillow. Get them maybe a new pillow bed, a new blankie. If they pee-pee on it or poo-poo on it, it's their birthday. That's the one day they can do that. So that's totally okay. But get them a new bed. They love pee-pee beds. If it's their birthday, treat yourself to a T-bone dinner. Why not? You raise that dog, and then you give the dog the bone. Okay? So go out for a steak dinner. The dog might be mad you're gone, but say you're going to bring home a treat, and then they'll have a T-bone to eat. And then I like to let the animals sleep in my bed. So if they usually don't get to sleep in your bed and they really want to sleep with you on their birthday, they can do that. You see, look at all the cool stuff you can do for your pet to make them happy. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second. What happens if you have a cat? You know, the cat might not want to beat up on a cat pinata. If you have a cat, you have to celebrate the birthday completely differently. If you have a cat, what they really want is you out of their lives. So if you have a cat, you leave them alone. Don't make eye contact. Right? Lower yourself to beneath them so they don't feel that they are beneath you. Okay, so for cats, you need to bow to them. Let them be. I mean, maybe you could do a Tweety Bird pinata if you have to. But don't yell at them for going pee-pee house or poo-poo house. All I do is I get them their favorite food, and then I sing to them, and I have a whole bunch of songs. I make up a song for them. They sit there, and they're like, okay, is the birthday party over with? And usually by, what I think our birthday party today was done at 6:10 a.m., and it started at 6:09 a.m. So the birthday party's done. So you don't really have to do much for a cat. For fish, maybe throw in a little bit of egg, or I think they fish might even eat rice and vegetables. There's a few different things fish like. You can give them a treat. If it's a bird, I really don't know what to do with the bird. Just don't cook them up and eat it, and don't let the cat be by the bird. So if you do have a pet, please celebrate the birthday. Me having a 17-year-old cat who is really ornery, and every vet thought that he needed to be put down years ago, to me is a blessing. So I also thank God that I got my little fur baby still with me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. An explosion happened yesterday in a residential suburb, beautiful neighborhood outside Pittsburgh. Five people died, including a father and a son, as well as three people injured. And this is the third time in 15 years a home has just exploded in that neighborhood. There was an explosion and large fire in Plum, Pennsylvania, a suburb northeast of Pittsburgh, destroying three houses, damaged at least a dozen more. First responders rushed to the area, found people trapped under debris, took three to a hospital. Of the three, two have been released, a third is in critical condition. Four adults and one adolescent were found in the scene of the victims. The incident appeared to begin when one house exploded. Then it engulfed two neighboring homes in flames as well. Crews from 18 fire departments converged on the scene, according to CNN, to put out the flames and sift through the rubble. Now, authorities say the cause is still under investigation. I heard one report that there was like an underground mine that these houses were built over. They say another house explosion was reported in Plum in April of last year. The cause of that explosion is under investigation. In March of 2008, a man was killed and a 4-year-old girl was injured in a home explosion in the neighborhood as well. Two other homes were destroyed in that explosion and 11 were damaged. So the probable cause of the explosion was excavation damage to a natural gas distribution pipeline from a sewer line replacement in 2003. They think it stripped the pipe's protective coating and made the pipe susceptible to corrosion. And that was from the National Transportation Safety Board. But this is just odd. If you watch the doorbell video, you just see a house, beautiful neighborhood, sunny day, green, all over the place. All of a sudden, one home just explodes. And I'm not sure, you know, why the investigation still hasn't, brought anything more to light. But that's pretty tragic. They say authorities confirmed that two of the victims, Casey Klontz, 38 years old, and his son Keegan, 12 years old, lived four houses away from the property. But they were visiting their neighbors when the blast happened. There is a GoFundMe page that has been set up for the Orovitz family who lived at the property. Unclear how many of them died. But you have a young boy, 12 years old, to me, very young, and his father who died. So, hopefully we get some more information. But People's Gas President Michael Hoover said crews immediately began checking the area for leakage, including smell checks and checks underground in the air. Early reports show that the system was operating as designed. Some think that there could be a mine, an underground mine, that might be playing a role. They say following the explosion, utilities were shut off due to safety concerns. Electricity has been restored to the immediate area surrounding the blast. But I'm sure the neighbors are really nervous about what could be going on. So we don't have not a lot of information on what this possible underground mine was. I'm looking at a picture of Renton Mines in Plum. Renton Mines were opened in 1916. With 1,000 homes being built on top of it in Pittsburgh. So, you know, if that had anything to do with it, you guys might know more than I. But, you know, when we talk about our safety and being able to evacuate right away, I think the average person is not ready. I asked my son the other day, I go, if we ever had to evacuate because of a wildfire, would you be ready? Do you have everything you want to grab and go? We are not going to have wildfires in Vegas, Mom. I go, that's not what I'm looking for. There could be an earthquake. There could be a natural disaster. There could be, I don't know, a nuclear spill. Do you have a bag in your room that you could throw what you need to, or that's already is packed, such that if I say, let's bounce, we're out of here, you're ready to go? And he looked surprised. I'm like, this is what we need to be thinking about these days. And something you just have to save your life. You have to just drop everything and go. And I worry that some of the individuals that die during these fires or wildfires are trying to grab everything. Now, I've having been robbed multiple times in my life, and we really don't have a lot of stuff. I like to put things in different places. I don't want all my eggs in one basket. So if I have an heirloom, and I don't really have much because my family was poor, that might be in one area of the house. If I have some extra cash, it's in another area of the house. So that, you know, if there is a fire or something, I don't have all my eggs in one basket. The problem is when you have to evacuate, you don't have time to go through your treasure map to find everything. And for me, I'd be more worried about packing underwear or any medications my husband needs. I wouldn't be looking at cash. You should be, but you should be. But you know, most of us are not ready to go. And people fear if I have a suitcase that looks like is my grab-and-go bag, somebody's going to steal it when they break into my house. So it's frightening. You know, and another thing that's also worrisome is what, you know, we're talking about retirement. We're talking about having money later. We're talking about being protected in the future in terms of financially. Well, you might think that investing in your house is a great decision, but look at what happened with Palestine, Ohio. And let's say this neighborhood. Now, what if you invested or your home is in an area that now nobody wants to live? You've lost everything. You know, we spoke about this years ago when we were talking about the hurricanes, such as Hurricane Katrina. Which is better, for you to own your home completely free and clear or to have the bank own it? Because if it isn't an area that ends up not being very lucrative from a real estate standpoint, can the bank take it back and you didn't dump your whole life savings into it? Or is it better to have a home paid free and clear so you don't have to worry? I would think it's better to have your home paid free and clear because the odds of you living in an area that isn't secure or safe or that'll change real estate-wise is much more rare because homes go up. But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a nuclear test site facility. We, you know, nearby, I think, what, 80 miles away. They've wanted to put Superfund nuclear dump sites in our state. That could make our real estate completely drop. And also, do we really want to pay off our house if we have to say, no. You know, now our value dropped. So it's, you know, it's definitely not an easy decision. But I want everybody safe. You know, if your life is in danger, get out. Medicines can always be replaced. Money can always be replaced. I know we think it can't be. But, you know, look at what's happening now with GoFundMe accounts and things like that. You know, I am sure neighbors will replace the hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars that you think you lost. I'm sure the community can help. But you cannot sacrifice your life for trying to grab things you think you need. No, but, again, it would be better if you're better prepared. My big worry is I have the cats. The dog, I think, will be with me. The dog, I think, will follow me out of the house, but the cats are going to run and hide. And I know where their hiding places are, but I got to be able to get the cats and go. You know, a big tragedy adding on top of the current tragedy of Maui are people are trying to find their pets. When they had to leave and they couldn't find their pet and the fire was going too fast, many had to leave their animals. I think some of the people who died might have been trying to get their animals. Trying to get your animals, what, like this is me? Or this is us? Like that? Yeah. Now, oftentimes can be very life or death. And I worry about that. You know, my cats, trying to coax them to come out and eat or take their medicine takes an act of Congress. It could be an hour-long process. If you have to evacuate, which means you might actually want to have animals that are easy to take and go. Just something to think about. You know, we're having a lot of weird, bad things happen these days that we need to be a little bit more flexible. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY. Don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A Hawaii congresswoman who represents Maui calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the first line of defense. Former Vice President Mike Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press and says his former boss got bad advice from a group of crackpot lawyers.
Frankly, this group of lawyers that were allowed to counsel the president to tell him what his itching ears long to hear.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Seattle tomorrow to talk about climate change. She will be joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff. A flash mob robbery under investigation in L.A. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered a Nordstrom there and left with about $60,000 to $100,000 worth of merchandise. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So since COVID, we have had some very, very weird long COVID sequelae. We had one man with restless anal syndrome, where there was a case where he just couldn't stop scratching or dealing with an unbelievable discomfort in his rectum that happened after COVID. And when I had a patient who called saying that she had vaginal itching, and I asked, did she have COVID? She had no discharge, nothing that could explain her vaginal itching. I was like, maybe there's also an issue there too. There has been vaginal sores after COVID. There's been the memory loss, the fog, the cough. Now we have a case of blue legs. Now there's one case that I believe is called acrocyanosis, where a patient who had long COVID, his legs turned blue after standing for 10 minutes. And the research was published in The Lancet. and it was authored by Dr. Manoj Sivan, University of Leeds. And it looks at a 33-year-old man who developed this acrocyanosis, where venous blood pools in the legs. Acrocyanosis, it's a condition where things look blue. Cyanotic means blue. And so it's a phenomenon that I think I've had one case. The problem is I do telemedicine, and so I can't follow up. But I had somebody where their legs were just looking, you know, different. And I'm like, you know, maybe you have a blood clot because the veins are dilating. And sometimes when you have an issue with your plumbing, it's because there's a blockage. But it's interesting to see something like this and have it linked to COVID. So apparently a minute after standing, the man's legs began to redden and then turned blue over time. The veins became more prominent. After 10 minutes, the color was much more announced. The patient described a very heavy, itchy sensation in his legs. The original color returned 2 minutes after he got off his feet. He said he's never had this before, especially since his COVID-19 infection. He was diagnosed with POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which is characterized by having an abnormal increase in heart rate upon standing. You could even get dizzy, syncopal, but Science Tech Daily says that this is a strike, quotes Dr. Sivan, who is an associate clinical professor and honorary consultant in rehab medicine at the University of Leeds School of Medicine, said this is a striking case of acrocyanosis in a patient who had not experienced it before COVID. Patients experiencing this may not be aware that it could be a symptom of long COVID and dysautonomia, and may feel concerned about what they are seeing, and clinicians might not be aware. So they want to bring awareness up, and so what would you do? Well, the autonomic nervous system regulates your blood pressure, regulates your heart rate, and we have seen COVID have issues with that. Acrocyanosis has also been observed in children who have dysfunctions of the autonomic nervous system, especially post-virally. So this isn't that shocking. It's just, how common is it? It's supposed to be rare. So venous insufficiency and the veins not bouncing back and allowing the blood to return. I'm looking at a picture right now. The legs go from pink to a bright red to a purple. And his feet and legs are purple upon him standing. Now, there could be something else going on, but, you know, COVID is the weirdest virus I've ever seen. That's why I wouldn't be surprised if it was tinkered with, or if it being in a lab setting, an unnatural setting, mutated to do weird things. But I want viruses to get the hell out of our body as quickly as they get there. 5 days, 10 days, go away, like the average cold or the average flu. But this sucker causes either long-term damage or it sits with us. I really do believe it hides out and stays with us. That's why we have rebound COVID. Rebound COVID is a few weeks after your first COVID, you get symptoms of COVID again. Might not be as bad. Sometimes it could be worse. And is it because the virus hides? Is it because, you know, our immune system didn't do a good enough job so it has a chance to resurge? Is it because, well, COVID's around so you just get infected again and your immunity doesn't help block it? But when you hear that people can't smell or taste for months, you hear they're still coughing, they still have memory loss, you start to kind of wonder, you know, what the hell is going on? And my worry is if COVID does, let's just go back to the lack of taste and smell. Loss of taste and smell means something was affected in the brain. I don't want this virus going to the brain, but we know it does. You get bad headaches, really bad headaches with COVID. You can get an encephalitis or a meningitis, inflammation of the brain or inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. You can get memory fog. I know my memory is way different after I've had COVID. But I don't want any virus that's oncogenic, that's cancer-causing. or that causes inflammation in the brain. Because what happens when you have inflammation in the brain? You start building up scar tissue. We don't need anything accelerating dementia. Now, when I supported the vaccine, I didn't support the way the government BS'd about how, oh, you'd never get COVID or anything like that, and I didn't support the mandate. But the reason why I supported us getting vaccinated is I wanted to prevent as much of this virus getting into our body because I didn't trust it. I trusted Pfizer more than I trusted China. I still do. Now, does the vaccine cause any of these symptoms? Does the vaccine have side effects? Yeah, of course the vaccine has side effects. All vaccines do. But when I saw some of the stuff this virus was doing, I'm like, this is something we've never seen in science and we're not ready for. And I just didn't want it in the body. Once I found out, though, that the vaccine was not like a polio vaccine or an MMR vaccine that prevented you 100% or close to 100% and you could still get COVID, then I was like, you shouldn't be mandating it anyway. But a lot of the stuff they're saying where, well, you need to get it to keep this restaurant safe or the school safe and we need to fire people, especially in the military, who aren't getting the vaccine, that was all BS. And that was wrong. Very, very wrong. Because you could still get COVID and you could still spread COVID. But I'm still of the thinking that I don't want this in my body. I don't want anybody getting this. The problem is it's out there. This Aeris strain. We are seeing more COVID this weekend. I had tons of patients that tested positive for COVID. And that's startling because the at-home COVID tests aren't that good. So for some of the at-home COVID tests to be picking it up, this is really COVID. And unfortunately, we're seeing more. This Aeris variant has been rising. We're having more hospitalizations, more death. Nothing like early 2020, thank God. But again, that means we're going to get it back in our body. You know, getting it once and surviving is one thing. But us getting hit a couple times a year with this BS, I'm nervous. And I don't know how to stop it. I think having natural immunity helps. Which is why we have to not ignore and please don't sanction doctors who talk about natural immunity. I think having a vaccine with low side effects is nice, but one that's been tested and true and not forced on people. But I do think the vaccine can help protect. I didn't get COVID last year. I was vaccinated with the booster. I had side effects with the booster. So we don't have an easy answer. And, you know, my advice is try not to get COVID. But the problem is it's out there. And maybe the only way to survive this is building immunity. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms.
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So maybe it's because I'm Gen X, but I kind of think society is getting the definition of feminism wrong, and they're actually making women look bad when they are doing it under the guise of feminism. So maybe we need a definition check here. Because I don't want something being so cringeworthy or male-bashing, and you can't speak out about it because then you're being, quote-unquote, anti-feminist. Feminism has absolutely nothing to do with beating up the males and trashing them and saying you're better than males. That's not what feminism is. Feminism is going for equality, having equal opportunity. stopping the gender pay gap. Again, somebody is working more hours, they get paid more. But if you're working the same hours, doing the same job, why is one person making less money? That's feminism. Avoiding the sexual stereotypes. Like in the Barbie, the butt shots and her in leotards and all that. Feminism doesn't want that. We can be identified without our booty or vaginas being the focus of the conversation. And I'm seeing what's happening with Snow White and Barbie and other things and what they're doing with movies. And you see in the same headline, they're talking about feminism. Meanwhile, they're almost doing the opposite of what feminism is. And I'm wondering if maybe they're changing the definition. A feminist wants equal opportunity for women, wants equal pay for the same job, wants us not to be sexualized. Some forms of feminism also wants to stop sexual violence, stop the stereotypes, and allow there to be, again, women are not subservient to men. We work side by side with them. Now, maybe it's because I'm Gen X, and that's what the feminism was definition now. What I've been seeing in movies and in society in some of these headlines is it's a complete dissection, a surgical removal of a man in your life, or you having the man subservient to you. Well, that's not feminism. That's a little different. I mean, unless the definition is changing. And I'm frustrated because I think the younger generation is starting to think that feminism is a bad word because feminism means men get bashed, men get beat up, men are wanted, a feminist wants men off this earth. No, I mean, the average, and maybe it's the old feminist, but the average feminist still would like to have a boyfriend if they want to, might still want to get married, might still love their sons. The average feminist loves their father. So, unless that's changing. I mean, is it that feminism is now everything man is anti-man? Because then I don't want to be a feminist. I'm going to support, equal pay for equal work. Equal opportunity. A woman should be able to become president if she's worthy, just like a man. He needs to be worthy. Don't be electing any man or woman who's six. Teachers, doctors, pilots. Women should have access, again, if they could do the job. That's just like a man should not get the job if he can't do it. Just competency. Giving people opportunities. If you're going to have medical school, let women and men enroll. Let women and men be in pilot school. Let women and men be in the military, which we're doing. And we might need to do better, especially from some of the sexual harassment aspect of it and the pay gaps. But for the most part, this is something that has been very hard work. This has been something many women have sweat, lost their lives over to ensure. And I think we're starting to change it. And I'm very frustrated because the last thing I want is my partner on this earth, a male doctor, a male business person, a male instructor. Last thing I want is them to think that I want them dead, or I want them off this earth, or I think they're inferior to me. I don't think men are inferior to me. I don't think women are inferior to me. Nobody's inferior to me. But it seems to me in these movies and in society and in these headlines, that's what it's about. I guess with Snow White, they're saying that they gave Snow White a more feminist, it's a more feminist Snow White because she's not looking for true love. And she doesn't need a prince to save her. And I get that. I get that. You know, a lot of these movies, the prince had to save the princess. You know, even though you saw the princess was pretty smart and wily herself. But yeah, you know, I get. Although, I got to be honest, when there's a spider in the house, all men on deck, okay? I have no problem saying my husband saves me from the spider. But still, okay, fine. You don't want to have where the prince has to save you, where you have to, kiss him because he saved you. I get those are archaic. That's right. But why can't a princess still want true love? What is wrong with true love? Is it because there might be, if that person wants a man in the picture? What's wrong with that? Why can't we have stories about love? Why can't we have stories about sex? Why can't we assert, I mean, not in the Disney realm, which unfortunately is sometimes very sexualized, but that's okay. It is okay because if you want, let's say, feminists to evolve and not be in danger, they're going to have to reproduce. I mean, it's odd to me that I think, and unless maybe we need to have a different feminism definition. We have what feminism truly is, but then we have the anti-man feminism or the anti-sex feminism or I don't need a man feminism. Maybe that's what needs to be done. But you know, when you talk to true feminists who are Gen X's or baby boomers, or I don't think they're on board with the new definition, because I couldn't be here if it wasn't for my mom and dad. Of course I'm going to love men. Now, whether you're attracted to men or not, we are working together on this earth to make it a better place. Working together, we're looking for equality and diversity that we don't hate. And I keep seeing this hate. I keep seeing this criticism, this bagging on groups of people. And I don't want that. Now, I get, somebody said, well, if you look at Barbie, it was talking more about the past. It was showing what Barbie and women had to deal with in the past. Yes, that stunk. Now, there was a lot of BS. The fact that a woman couldn't vote, not cool. Thank God we've overcome that. Luckily, we've overcome, and women have been in the workforce. Look what happened with World War II. They were like all hands on deck, and women entered the workforce. It was very cool. Some women stayed in the workforce, some women didn't. But when I hear somebody says this is feminist, and then it kind of goes against the equality, then that's not feminism. Feminism is about equality and working together. No, not one person being under another. 1-877-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.